Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
You can't do nothing but get your roll on.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
It's a vibe,
actually. Sound good?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Come on, let's go. It's game day, or is it game night?
It's game night. You're not okay. Fired up. Normally, you're fired up about it. You sound very reserved today.
I'm a little nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I'm nervous about the Cleveland Browns. I'm not so nervous about the Cleveland Guardians.
How about that, huh? They're kicking ass. They're going out there and taking names, baby. Alvarez or Lance
Elvis.
Lynn or whoever the hell it is.
Babe, when you're starting Elvis on your team, how good can you be?
Oh, thank you very much.
The guy's been gone for decades, hasn't he?
He has.
Just like the White Sox.
And he's fat and out of shape when he is playing. So there you go. Stick a fork in the White Sox, baby. The Guardians last night, 8-2 winners in Chicago. Dude, they took 4 of 5 from Minnesota to make a statement. Now they've taken the first 2 out of 3 in Chicago. Magic number down to what now? What
7.
Is it? 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7 with 13 games left, I think it is.
You hit it right on the head when you said they sent a statement now.
Yeah.
And they really have, because Minnesota, last 2 nights in a row, I believe they've lost Kansas City 2 in a row. Now they're done.
Yep.
The White Sox gave up. You see their third baseman?
Oh, 2 nights in a row?
Oh, man, he's terrible.
2 nights in a row is like, ole! And whatever.
He don't want to be there. But he did hit a home run, so I guess he's got that going for him.
He made up for it, which is
a little bit. But Tristan McKenzie, 13 strikeouts yesterday. He looked great yesterday. And when you think about it, moving forward, you've got the Biebs tonight.
Yep.
And really, when you start thinking about October baseball, you're talking about a team that has maybe 3 aces.
Well, you've got 3 starters that are in the American League with an earned run average floating around 3. Bieber is under 3, right? And you've got the best closer, arguably, in the game, even though he blew a save the other night.
You
got the beginning and the end. And if that bullpen, which has been pretty good this year with Karinchak back healthy and everything, if that bullpen can live up to what it's done lately, man, you got a shot in that first series against Seattle, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Baltimore, whoever it ends up being.
And the 3 aces, basically, Cal Quantrill, Tristan McKenzie, Shane Bieber.
Yep.
And you start thinking about the way the bullpen has been playing, like you said, and I believe Plesac gets a start down in Columbus on Saturday.
Okay.
I'll be there. I might go check this out.
So, wait.
It's a day game.
Friday, you're going to go check out Ronnie Danson, and then Saturday, you're going to go check out the Clippers. Nice.
It's a full weekend in Columbus. Actually, we'll be at Urban Meyer's, and then if we have time, we'll go see Ronnie Stokes at Dancing with the Stars in Columbus. And then if it's a day game, I haven't looked.
Okay. All right.
But Plesac is getting a start with the Clippers, which is going to be good news. You get him back into the fold. And that's pretty much the Guardians at the end of the season in a nutshell.
Hey. I love the fact that, again, they called somebody else up. Will Benson, right? Another one of the young kids.
Saw him last week.
Right. He comes up and he starts and gets his first hit in his major league career. What is that? 14, 15, 16
That's
guys.
16 rookies have made their debut this season.
Go ahead, Brian.
Swung on, line drive, base hit to center. Naylor is going to score, and stopping at second is Gonzalez. It is 3-0 Cleveland. And Jimenez with 2 hits, 2 RBIs tonight. The pitch banged up the middle. There's a base hit into center. Gonzalez will score. And Will Brennan, in his second major league at bat, has his parents and grandparents with smiles from here to Kansas City.
Quant swings and launches high and deep to right. Way back. Home run, Stephen Kwan. And the Guardians now lead it 6-0.
Swung on, this is drilled. Deep right center field. This ball is gone. A line drive, 2-run home run to right center. And Josh Naylor continues to be a one-man wrecking crew against the White Sox. The pitch swung on and missed. So McKenzie strikes out Abreu, 13 in the game. And the Guardians have just about sucked the life out of this White Sox club. The pitch swung on, a line drive to center. Miles Straw is there. Ball game. And the Guardians have all but eliminated Chicago from Central Division title consideration.
Let me tell you about Stephen Kwan.
Go ahead.
You want to talk about setting the table on a leadoff hitter?
Yep.
Check out these numbers. Over the last five games alone, he's 14 out of 26. Jeez. For an average of .538, extra base hits 3, RBI 4, runs 8. He went 3-for-5 last night with a home run and scored twice.
And he was 4-for-6 the night before.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I called him, I've lost track of the all the kids that are coming up. I called him Will Benson. It's Will Brennan who got his first hit.
Well, there is a Benson, too. That's why.
So I got to learn all these new kids that have been up here yo-yoing back and forth between Columbus and Cleveland. But Will Brennan, in his first start, gets his first hit, his first RBI, ends up going 2-for-4. You had Josh Naylor sticking it to the White Sox again after they were yapping at him the night before, the fans and everything. And who was the idiot player for the White Sox that said they were going to crumble?
Elvis Andrus.
It was Elvis, right.
Andrus.
Yeah, so he was mouthing off, and all they've done is gone in there and scored 18 runs in two games.
No, about this?
19 runs in two games.
Think about this, Brendan, though.
Right.
You bring a kid up this late in the season, and it's usually the fall call-up, right?
Yep.
That's not the reason they brought him up. They brought him up to give Oscar Gonzalez a break in the field, let him DH, and you're going to have to rely on this kid playing in the outfield. At AAA, he played some center field. They're also going to bring up Arias, who, by the way, they said, get this, other than the utility infielder, he also does a little first base.
Oh, really?
Another. How nice would that be?
Well, you got rid of Ernie Clement, unfortunately. Hopefully he clears waivers and they pick him back up, put him in Columbus, because he had a big run that he scored from second base on the wild pitch in a big game recently. But I bet if Brennan started last night, I bet Arias starts tonight. I bet they've already won 2 out of 3, guaranteed, right?
Right.
You got Bieber on the hill tonight. Throw Arias in the mix tonight and let somebody else DH.
Ahmed Rosario's been scorchingly hot.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit a guy and maybe get him out of his routine?
Well,
do you want to give Jimenez a day off, maybe get him out of his routine, or do you want to keep things going the way it is? These guys fight to stay in the lineup is my point. Do
as
you really
long
want to
as
sit
they
him?
Hit, I think they're fine. I think giving them a day off rests their
legs.
Let
them DH, in other words?
Yeah, DH, okay. Yeah. And so that way, Brennan doesn't play tonight. You put Gonzo back in right field and give one of those two the night off and let Arias play second or short tonight. I'd be okay with that. And like I said, how about last week, though? I'm listening last week when Shane Bieber pitched, and it was the end of the game, and Hammy was doing his wrap-up, right? He's like, and Justin Bieber tonight was as good. Oh, yeah. I was laughing my ass off. Hammy even screws up every once in a while. So it makes me feel better since I screw up every day.
Right.
But congratulations to Will Brennan on his first big league hit. So the Guardians, 8-2, you will not hear them tonight. Why? Because the Browns and the Steelers are doing battle down at First Energy Stadium, up at First Energy Stadium. Mm-hmm. What is it, up or down, Brian?
You're up.
I'm up. All right, so they're up at First Energy Stadium, and Myles Garrett expected to play tonight, which is good news. Conklin.
For who?
For the Browns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One tackle, one sack, that's good news for the Browns.
That's more than they'll get out of Jadeveon Clowney tonight, because he's not playing with an ankle injury of some sort.
Right.
Jack Conklin, they're hoping, will start tonight at right tackle, so that's good news. Question is, has the secondary, after having their players-only meeting on defense, right, have they figured out their communication problems? And are they using new hand signals so everybody knows if it's a cover one, cover two, cover three, man-to-man, zone, prevent defense, or whatever the hell they're doing?
Haven't they faced the Pittsburgh Steelers enough that they can just go into the huddle and call a defensive play?
Wouldn't you think? And you're at home, right? So
the
audience, the crowd isn't going to be a factor. I'm thinking audience because your damn show last night, the Masked Singer you were watching before we came on.
Didn't catch the Masked Singer.
Yeah, but you watched it to see who got voted off. Tell everybody who got voted off.
Surprise. Should I tell them?
Tell them. Yes, your show, man.
Two celebrities.
Yes.
I use that term sparingly.
Yeah.
Eric Idle.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
What?
Eric Idle, Monty Python.
Oh, Billy Idol's cousin. Yes.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No.
All right. Yeah.
Eric Idle, he thinks the Beatles are still getting back together, which they're not.
Okay.
William Shatner, Captain Kirk.
Bill was on the Masked Singer last night.
Not anymore. They both got voted out.
Oh, they had to take it off, as they say on that show, right?
Tambourine
Man. Tambourine Man. Oh my.
Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus. No description.
And he's not having sex right here, Bill Shatner. That's just him in space.
He had a great year. He got to go to outer space.
Yes.
Or the brink of outer space.
For real, too. Right. Not like on Star Trek.
Right. Good thing he wasn't with NASA, because that one got scraped. How many times it got scrapped?
Yeah, so.
I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
Spock. Giving it all she's got, Captain.
Scotty. Scotty, give her some more. I'm giving it all she's got, Captain. For crying out loud, Bill.
Right.
Or what's his name in Star Trek? Tiberius?
Who?
James Tiberius Kirk, is that?
James Tiberius Kirk.
It is, yeah. For crying out loud, James Tiberius Kirk. I'm giving her all she's got.
Who was the extraterrestrial that was green and he made out with her?
Oh, yeah. I forget her name. She just passed away recently.
The green one? No.
Yeah, I thought she did.
Uhura. She passed away.
Oh.
Uhura.
Okoro. He's a point guard for the Cavaliers.
He's
my
still
bad.
With us, yeah. Well, you watch your Death Channel and tell me who passed away.
I will.
Okay? That's your favorite team. But tonight, the Browns and the Steelers in prime time.
Okay.
It's on Amazon Prime, literally in prime time. Mm-hmm. And it's on ABC. John Doss, News Channel 5, Browns hosting the Steelers tonight. We'll have the postgame show right after the game here on News Channel 5. So what do you expect tonight from the Browns?
No idea. I won't know until the first couple of series. Don't have a clue. It's like the first game of the season where we didn't know how they're going to start off. Started off pretty good, even though the offense didn't play well against Carolina.
Right.
Played good enough to win that game going away, but yet they let Carolina right back in it. And we all know what happened on Sunday. So what that tells me is I feel a little bit better about the offense.
Right.
The defense, the jury is out, my friend. I have no idea.
You know, they were up 17-7 at Carolina at the half, right? They were up by 13 points with under 2 minutes to go, and the Jets had no timeouts. And they're 1-1, losing to the Jets and surviving Carolina thanks to a 58-yard field goal from Cade York, the rookie kicker. Nice job, effing kicker. Well, yeah.
It was.
And then last week, nice job, effing kicker.
It wasn't,
And he missed the extra point. So he went from being, as I called him, Thunderfoot in the win over Carolina to Blunderfoot last week and missing the extra
Definitely,
point.
Definitely, he went from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Oh, yeah, big time. So he went from the shoe in Columbus, Ohio Stadium, to the outhouse.
You could also say this. It should not have had to come down to that.
Right.
And everything that we know that went on in that game Sunday, again, for me, goes back to coaching, because you had opportunities. Forget about how they played on the field in the last 2 minutes. Good coaching wins that game in the last 2 minutes.
I agree with you. Kevin Stefanski is much to blame as anybody for what happened there. And should they lose tonight? JT, I've got them winning by 2 touchdowns tonight, 24-10. Pittsburgh sucks, and that's not, you know, the chant that everybody says, you know, to get on people. No, offensively?
They might.
They suck.
That's fine. They might, but guess what? They're in the heads of the Browns. They always are in the heads of the Browns.
You know why they're not? Roethlisberger is no longer
doesn't
on
matter.
The, yes, it does.
It doesn't matter. When you have a players-only meeting and the defense gets together, they're in their own heads already.
Ben's not there to
it
bail them out.
It doesn't matter, Kenny. This team is so fragile right now. It's still the youngest team in the NFL, the Browns.
I know.
And going through what they went through last week, it may have a hangover effect, and it may go into this game. If it does, the second they look at those black jerseys, are they wearing black? Or I'd make them wear white, first of all.
Well, I know the Browns are wearing orange pants. That's all I know about tonight.
If I'm the Browns, I do not let that team come in wearing their black jerseys.
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling that every time they look at it, whether there's Ben Roethlisberger or not,
they
fold. No. They're in their head.
Here's why. You just said they're so young. They don't know about all. Those kids don't know the history of that rivalry. And Ben's not there. Ben bailed them out both games last year. He's not there. Mitch Trubisky is a backup quarterback.
I hope you're right.
Just like Jacoby Brissett's a backup quarterback.
I hope you're right. But for me, when I look at it, they just have this team. It's an intimidation factor when they see the black and
Used
yellow, black and yellow, black and doesn't matter. It still holds true.
Wiz Khalifa's not doing a concert before the show, and these guys know what black and yellow
ruin
is.
Ruin the field again.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen tonight, okay? The Steelers' offense can't throw the ball down the field, okay? The Browns' offense can run the ball as good as anybody in the league. I believe the Steelers were 30th against the run through the first 2 weeks. T.J. Watt is not playing. How about this? I heard, who was it? Nathan Zagura on Browns Daily coming in. First game against Cincinnati, Steelers, 7 sacks, 22 quarterback hurries in the first game, okay, with T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt does not play. Not only did they not have any sacks against the Patriots, they had 2 quarterback hurries, down from 20 the week before.
Did he play last week, T.J. Watt?
No, he did not.
Right, exactly. That's my point. The thing is this. The Bengals, don't compare them to the Bengals. They've got the Super Bowl hangover. And Joe Burrow was sacked 6 times or 7 times week 1 against the Steelers. And the same thing happened to him last week. So throw that game out, because maybe the Bengals stink. And if they do, you don't know what the Steelers are going to look like when they go up against a team like the Browns, who might, in fact, still be fragile.
Let's the Duke's bet. Let's make our wager, just like Randolph and Mortimer do. All right.
Well, I haven't decided what I like this the outcome. Remember, the line started off at 3, 3.5. It went up to 4.5. Some people still have it at 4.
Right.
So Vegas doesn't tell you what it likes. The over-under is 38 points. They don't see a lot of scoring going on.
Under.
So even if the Browns are able to put up, if they're able to put up 30 on the Jets with a good defensive front, if you don't think the Steelers' defensive front is as good as the Jets because T.J. Watt's out,
yep,
and they were still able to put up 30, shouldn't that game go over 38 points?
24-10, Steelers will have trouble scoring. Browns, 3 touchdowns, I think, is a max for them. 24-10, yeah. Cleveland wins tonight on national TV.
You could be right, but like you just said, it's on national TV. And the one thing we know about the NFL is usually these games are close, with the exception of the Buffalo Bills, who just blow out everybody.
Yeah, they're impressive right now.
They just do. I mean, because that's a team that came back. They know exactly what they're doing. They're focused. The Browns aren't focused, and it comes from the top. And if they can't put this team away, I don't think they can beat them by 14 points. There's a reason the line's 4.5. If you want to look at it, the contrarian theory, you have to look at the Steelers and have to let doubt creep in, if you're a Browns fan, that the Steelers cover that line.
Ben's not playing. T.J. Watt's not playing. No chance for Pittsburgh. Yes, it does.
They struggled against Baker Mayfield. Joe Flacco had his way with them. It doesn't matter.
Mitch Trubisky has the fewest yards per pass in the NFL. He's at like 4.8 yards per pass.
Do you realize the Browns have faced, this will be the third week, the third game, I should say.
Yeah.
The Browns have faced 3 backup quarterbacks, and all of them have had success against them.
I'm telling you, this Steelers offensive line is, Rosa, they're dog crap.
It's a nationally televised game. They're going to play better.
No,
they're going to be inspired.
No, Ben,
they're
no
playing
chance.
Their rival. They want to sock it to this team like they always do. Just don't be surprised if it's not a close game.
Brian, give me breaking news. Got breaking news with the Browns. A couple of guys have been activated for the game tonight, JT, for the Browns. Breaking news. You ready for this? The Browns have elevated to the active roster for tonight's game against the Steelers tight end Miller Forrestall. Okay.
Oh, we saw him score a touchdown in practice.
Right? In practice. And here's the one I think you'll have an interest in. Wide receiver Chester Rogers.
Can he return punts?
That is his specialty.
Ha-ha!
For his career, he has returned 90 punts in his career.
Where?
His longest is 54 yards. I don't know if he has a touchdown, but last year he returned, he returned 30 punts last year. So he's been with the Colts and with the Titans. And so he's caught 141 passes in his career for 1,522 yards and 6 touchdowns. And he'll wear number 83 tonight. So look for number 83 to be back returning punts in place of Demetric Felton, number 25.
Who is this guy? Chester?
Chester Rogers.
Chester!
Mr. Rogers.
Come on, Chet. Can I call him Chet?
Sure. Why not?
Come on, Chet.
Chet's your guy. Chet Rogers. Chet the Jet Rogers.
Chet,
he's
going to
return a kick. He's going to return a kick for a touchdown.
You know, when he's not playing football, he's down in, I think, Nashville.
Nashville?
At the Grand Ole Opry. Chet, what's his last name?
Rogers, yeah.
Chet Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
He's thinking of Chet Atkins, though.
No, I'm thinking of Chet Rogers.
Okay. He's hanging out with King
part-time
Friday
singer.
In his
He's a part-time singer at a honky-tonk.
So those are two elevated active players for tonight's game. And we're told that Myles Garrett should play tonight as well, which is bad news for the Steelers' crappy offensive line.
Don't let your babies grow up to be Cowboys.
So I'll get your pick later in the game then, or later in the show. You'll give me your game choice for tonight. when we do our Take Five contest?
Yeah, I'll think of it.
Okay. I already gave mine 24-10. Well, I don't care what the spread is. Browns cover. They win by two touchdowns tonight because the Steelers' offense sucks. No
just
Ben.
Just put the team
no
away.
No TJ. No chance.
Just put them away.
Yeah.
Trubisky's better than Ben was last year.
No.
He's got to be better. He's got more talent.
Stats
more
say otherwise.
Yeah, but I understand that. But Ben Roethlisberger could barely move last year.
Now, he can move, and he's still struggling. So what's that tell you about the offense? And I did Stan Saverin's show
today. It tells
me
they haven't played the Browns yet.
I did Stan's show today, and how people want Joe Woods fired in Cleveland, right, for the first two games. People in Pittsburgh want Matt Canada, their offensive coach.
They get a mulligan, man. They get a mulligan. It's hard to respond to a team that's trying to replace a franchise quarterback for the last 20 years. What they should do is look forward, look a little bit deeper into the front office and say, why didn't they draft somebody to replace Ben? Don't give me this Mason Rudolph. Because if they believed in this guy at all, any faith in this guy at all, he wouldn't be their third-team quarterback. They would have traded him.
Well,
or at least he would have challenged for the starting role.
Here's why they didn't draft a quarterback high. Because they thought they could win a Super Bowl, so they were trying to win now, and they used those picks to win now. They weren't thinking of the future and didn't prepare. But they think they got their guy for the future in Kenny Baby Hands Pickett for
maybe not.
Yeah.
Whether or not you want to do that, or joke about it or not, the thing is this. They knew that eventually they were going to have somebody else be their quarterback. Browns have been trying to find a quarterback for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And it took until maybe a record-breaking deal to get Deshaun Watson here. And then, you can't count on him for the first 11 games of a season. Moving forward, we still don't know if he's going to be any good. But the difference is this. They think they've got their elite quarterback of the future now. Can the Steelers say that? I'm not so sure they can. Maybe they can. Maybe they can't. The Green Bay Packers tried to do it. They went out and they got Love as a backup. This guy's been there for 2.5 years, hasn't really taken any meaningful snaps yet. Aaron Rodgers going up against Tampa Bay this weekend, and you're starting to wonder, when will it be time to get the youth in there? 49ers tried it. Trey Lance goes in. He's your starter. They re-signed Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, all of a sudden, Lance gets hurt. You have to rely on Garoppolo again. Great move on the 49ers' part.
Fantastic move on their part. And they waited it out. They waited it out. They waited it out, and it worked out for them. Mm. Browns didn't want to wait, got rid of Baker, sent him to Carolina. Okay. They got the win in week one. They're 1-1, trying to go 2-1. And the Steelers are 1-1, trying to go 2-1. But here's the thing. The Steelers have scored 2 offensive touchdowns in 2 weeks. Do you know how hard it is to score 1 touchdown on offense in a game when the opposition turns the ball over 5 mm-hmm. times, and that's what the Bengals did. And that's why I say this offense is horrible. 1 touchdown last week against the Patriots, 1 touchdown in week 1 against the Bengals. And now, with no T.J. Watt, your best player on the field is no longer on the field, right? Your best player is done for at least 6 weeks, if not longer. So who's going to step up on the defense for them? We were wondering that about the Browns players. Who is it on the Steelers? Minkah Fitzpatrick? Well, he's not as effective when there's no pass rush. So who is it on the Steelers' defense that steps up?
But without a week to really prepare for a game in the NFL, I don't think it's really fair for either team. So it makes it even harder to try to predict what the outcome's going to be.
24-10. Browns win by 2 touchdowns. Book it, Dano. It's the Hawaii 5-0 pick of the week. Kenny Rota's Hawaii 5-0 pick of the week.
All right.
Book it, Dano.
What leads you to believe that the Browns can put anyone away and really learn how to win a game?
Here's why. The mistakes they made are correctable, they tell me. So I'm guessing they've corrected the mistakes when they had their defensive meeting with the coaches and they had their players only meeting with the defense. And what makes me believe they can put the Steelers away is what I just told you about their offense and the inability to score, whether it's Mitch Trubisky. I don't think it matters who's at quarterback for the Steelers because that offensive line is one of the worst in the league. So they can put Pickett in. They can put Rudolph in. They can put bring Ben out of retirement. And that offense still would struggle to score points because of their offensive line. So we'll get more into this. Take your calls, 330-450-1480. What are you expecting tonight, people? We want to hear from you. 330-450-1480. Browns win, Browns lose, defense shines. Is it a blowout? Is it a close game? We'll take your calls and a whole lot more as we take you up to Browns pregame at 6 o'clock here on WHBC.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.